This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
This is interesting today. We're looking at resolving conflict, and today we're at part 18 of the Daily Devotional Special. And we're looking in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and verses 1 through 7. Now, before I go on, I'm going to say this. When Paul wrote his letter to the Corinthian church, especially the first letter, you need to know what he was doing. He was telling them off, beloved. He was having a go at them. In actual fact, he could have just written a very short letter to the Corinthian church. He could have said, "Paul, servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, I write to you and say these words, cut it out. Love, Paul." He could have written that. But he wanted to bring correction on what they were doing wrong. Here is some correction right here. He says this. "When one of you has a dispute with another believer, how dare you file a lawsuit and ask a secular court to decide the matter instead of taking it to other believers?" Whoa. Hang on. Don't you realize that someday we believers will judge the world? And since you're going to judge the world, can't you decide even these little things among yourselves? Don't you realize that we will judge angels? So you should surely be able to resolve ordinary disputes in this life. If you have legal disputes about such matters, why go to outside judges who are not respected by the church? I am saying this to you to shame you. Are you hearing this? I am saying this to you to shame you. Isn't there anyone in all the church who is wise enough to decide these issues? But instead, one believer sues another right in front of unbelievers. Even to have such lawsuits with one another is a defeat to you. Why not just accept the injustice and leave it at that? Why not let yourselves be cheated? Powerful words from Paul there. And he's saying these words for a reason. Because there were little disputes in the Corinthian church and they were suing each other and going to outside courts. And basically, Paul is saying, these are minor matters. Why are you doing this? Why are you messing around? Why don't you try and resolve the conflict properly? And if you can't resolve it together, then this is what I suggest. You go to someone in the church and you say, "Look, I've got this problem with this person. I'd actually like to sue them, but I need you to sort it out because I believe you are wise." Beloved, this is talking about conflict in the church. How often do you see conflict in the church? And when there is conflict in the church, beloved, know this. There is no heart unity. And that is what Paul was trying to bring to the church. He was trying to bring an accord. He was trying to bring heart unity into the church. And therefore, heart unity into our lives. Right at the end of that little passage, Paul is saying, why not just accept the injustice and leave it at that? Why not let yourselves be cheated? Instead, you yourselves are the ones who do wrong and cheat even your fellow believers. This is so important. What Paul is saying is let it go. There's a song, isn't there, that is well known at the moment from the movie Frozen. and it's called Let It Go. I'd love to play it right now. Let it go, let it go, etc., etc. That's what Paul is saying. How can you get rid of conflict in your home, in your life? How can you get rid of conflict in the church? Three simple words. Are you ready? Let it go. But David, I can't let it go. They've done too much to me. I've been ripped off. And people have stolen from me. Let it go. I have a wonderful friend. I'm not going to say his name, but I have this wonderful friend who has told me time and time again that the only people who have ever ripped him off, the only people who have ever done him out of finances, are Christians. And often Christian ministry. He has told me about one particular case. I won't obviously mention the ministry, and I certainly won't mention him. But he was ripped off to the tune of £40,000. That's around $60,000. He was ripped off to that amount. And that hurt. That hurt his finances. He's been ripped off to the tune of thousands by other people as well. Other people involved in the church. And one day we were having a chat and I said to him, what are you going to do about it? He said, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. I have forgiven these people and I have let this debt go. That to me was amazing when I was hearing those words. But it's not so amazing when you hear the words of Paul where he is saying, let it go. As Moses said to Pharaoh, those iconic words, let my people go. Stop holding them in bondage. Stop it now in Jesus' name. Well, he didn't say in Jesus' name because Jesus wasn't around then. But he said, let my people go. Today, for you, is an important day. Because I believe that this word is resonating with you so strongly right now. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know if you have been ripped off, as it were. I don't know if somebody has ripped you off of some money. I have no clue what is going on, but I do know that those words, let it go, are very important to you right now. And I believe this too, that as I'm saying those words, let it go, you are struggling. I can tell you, we have been ripped off to the tune of about £40,000 from a person whom obviously I won't name, I won't mention. But I have said to that person, I'm letting this go. I wanted to take this person to court. I wanted to go down that road. I wanted to go to court. But I have said those words. Let it go. Let it go. These words, beloved, are so important to you right now. As you go through what you're going through, as you seek the face of Almighty God, I know that if you were to turn to Jesus and say, Lord God, what do I do? He would say to you, Charlie, let it go. Marion, let it go. Muhammad, let it go. Gloria. Let it go. I know that the Lord would say those words to you right now. He would say, beloved child of mine, let it go, for it will hold you back. But then you would say to me, David, I don't feel as though I've been a good steward with the money that the Lord has given me because this person has done this to me. And the Lord would say this to you. Actually, the money belongs to me, and therefore, this person hasn't done it to you at all. He's done it to me, and I choose to let it go. And if that's the Lord's word on this, who am I to counteract that by saying, no, I'm going to hold on to this. I'm not going to let it go. But God Almighty is saying to you today, that is what I require of you. I require of you to stipulate that and say those words out loud. I will let it go. It may not be money. It could be something else. It could be possessions. It could be a myriad of different things. Whatever it is, you know the Lord is speaking into your heart now, and He's saying to you, today is the day when you let it go. And by letting it go, you will be resolving this conflict. Paul says in verse 2, don't you realize that someday we believers will judge the world? And since you're going to judge the world, can't you decide even these little things among yourselves? Do you realize that? We are going to judge the world. You and I. We are going to judge the world with fairness and justice and mercy. Isn't it just a tiny little leap to say those words? Let it go. Okay, here we go. This is the time. I'm going to say these words. I want you to repeat them after me in the name of Jesus. I just want you to say this. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. I hear your voice oh so clearly. And I declare now, in Jesus' name, I will let it go. Amen. And amen. If you have said those words, I will let it go, I'd love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say to me on email, simply this, I have let it go. That's it. That's all you've got to do. studio@worshipradio247.org. I have let it go. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. Amen and amen.